Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. 3 o'clock hour theme song from Georgie. Check him out online, social media, Georgie Music, JORGMUSMUSIK. I always want to go MUZIK, but it's MUSIK. Couple things, little housekeeping, if you will. We are aware the Odyssey app is down, but me announcing that on the radio is not going to help anybody who's complaining on my DMs or the text line that the app is down. So if you know someone who's trying to listen on the app, text them that we are very aware of it. I think it's a nationwide outage, Solana.
It's not nationwide. I just got a little bit more info on it, but there are certain users who are experiencing glitches. Jimmy and I, for example, our Odyssey apps don't work. And even the website's not working for me either. Some people are still able to use it. They're trying to fix it.
All right. So, and by the way, we are spread out all over the country right now. Solana and Jimmy are in Miami. I am on the Jersey Shore, and Crowder is in Las Vegas at the Aria. Your microphone is muted there, Crowder. I can see it on the screen. So we've got boots on the ground everywhere but where it matters.
These damn Golden Knights didn't make it. They made it.
I am waiting for the New Jersey Devils to do something. But not only are we all over the globe on the radio program, we get around during the radio show as well. Solana will be at Carolina Ale House in Weston on Wednesday the 18th. That's 1 week from tomorrow. He'll be there starting at 5 p.m. He is having a Club World Cup watch party. But more importantly, he's going to be giving away tickets every 30 minutes for the Inter-Miami match at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. Now, Inter-Miami plays, I believe, this Saturday as well at Hard Rock Stadium. That's Al Ahly that they're playing?
Yes.
And then the 23rd... Who are they playing on the 23rd?
Palmeiras, which is one of the better clubs from Brazil.
So you're going to have tickets every half hour for what, a couple of hours? So 4 pair of tickets?
Yeah.
So if you want to win tickets for the Club World Cup, which is coming to Hard Rock Stadium, it's coming all over the East, just the East Coast? Or is it going West Coast as well?
I think it's pretty much all over the country. I believe there are some games on the West Coast, but most of the games will be on the East Coast.
It starts Saturday at Hard Rock.
Yeah.
And I know there's games up here in Philly and New Jersey where I am.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody at a restaurant today. I think they're going to see someone in Philly, like one of the major clubs. But anyway, it's the Club World Cup. The actual World Cup is next year.
Yes.
But this Club World Cup is a big deal. And if you want to win tickets to see Leo Messi and Inter Miami on the 23rd, You just need to go to the Carolina Ale House on Wednesday the 18th and join Solana there for a little watch party. They're going to have ice cold beer specials, and they're going to have Club World Cup games on TV, and he'll give away a pair of tickets every half hour. So that, I mean, that's a really good prize. I've had a bunch of people asking me for Club World Cup tickets, so that's a really good prize. Carolina Ale House, Westin, a week from tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m. with Solana.
That's like 10 minutes from my house. Solana, you got a tab?
You got a credit card?
I'm going to tell you, if I come, I'm dining and dashing.
Yeah, I'm done with that. More housekeeping. People keep asking, what about the imaging on the radio station? It still says Hockman and Crowder, Hock and Crowder Show. The still podcast has Hock and Crowder. It's all being worked on. All the imaging, all the artwork is being redone and rebranded as Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. We had everything about 90% done, but Jimmy is so jealous that Solana's name is on the show, he wrecked that hard drive. And so we lost everything. We have to start from scratch again. So, but all the imaging and artwork and collateral work for this show is being updated to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. All right.
Damn, Jimmy.
Clay Ferrero is going to join us this hour. Let's do headlines with Solana quickly here with Solana brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
I know we sang the praises of Brad Marchand in the first hour, rightfully so. But how about this, man? He has scored for a third straight game and became the first player in NHL history to follow an overtime game-winning goal with a goal inside the first minute of the next game.
Crazy. I think they showed a stat last night on TV, the oldest player in NHL history to score a goal in games 1, 2, and 3 of a Stanley Cup final.
It's the whole thing with Marchand. Remember, we were talking about he's just a rental. We have to, well, hell, let's rent a guy that's going to win us games in the Stanley Cup finals. I'll rent that all day long.
Man, he has been good. I mean, so much better than I expected. I kind of thought, you know, and again, shame on me, but I just kind of thought, oh, he wants out of Boston, so he's going to come here. And, like, I didn't know how well he'd be accepted by the team, if it would seem like he didn't love being, like, I just didn't know what to expect because it was so out of the blue. And that guy has been so good. We were just talking with Moeller. I mean, that guy might win the Conn Smythe. There's three Panthers who could win it. It's Marchand, Bennett, or Bobrovsky. Like, those are the three. This dude joined a championship hockey team. And again, everyone knows Brad Marchand is great. He joined an already championship hockey team and might be the postseason MVP. That's pretty remarkable.
He's great on the ice, obviously. He's going to be a Hall of Famer first ballot whenever he retires. I like his butt wipeness.
Yeah.
He got some stink to him, Hawk. He's not a big dude.
I love it, man.
He's always chirping from bench to bench on the, he's walking, he's skating past the opposition's
it's
bench.
Great.
He's a guy you hate in Boston, but you love in Florida.
Yep.
It's not just though that he might be the Conn Smythe winner. He joined a championship hockey team, guys, and became almost the vocal leader of the team.
That's crazy. I was thinking about that too. He's not just kind of a passenger on a sidecar. They're looking at him to lead the team. Like, it's wild.
It's, I was going to say league-wide. It's probably sport-wide respect.
Yeah.
That he had. For you to be able to gain that, what y'all talking about? Be able to gain that leadership and respect this fast, that's just your name means something more. Your play means something more than just you're a guy. No, you're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the best ever.
Even, you know, Luka Doncic gets traded to Dallas, and yes, they're looking to Luka in the playoffs to make plays. They're looking to Luka to score. But you think the Lakers are going to the bench and LeBron is deferring to Luka in terms of like a leadership role. I could be wrong. I don't think so. Even though Luka has the resume to be a vocal leader, Brad Marchand, they're whipping rats at him as they're getting off the ice. He's the guy handing the puck that they place on like a little plaque where they count the victories needed to the next cup. He's the guy handing the puck in the locker room, celebrating the most dominant victory maybe in franchise history in the postseason. Like, that's crazy. They're a championship team.
He's Shaq with the Heat.
But Shaq came at the beginning of a season.
Yeah.
The part that I find remarkable is there was, 25, 30 games left in the season when he got here?
Didn't play any of them.
Hey, this season we're welcoming Shaq into the team and he's here to provide veteran championship leadership. You know what I mean? This dude was an afterthought at the trade deadline. Like, hey, we're not going to be able to sign him next year. Let's see if we can get something for him. All right, ship him out to Florida. He got absorbed into that team culture within a couple of months in a season that was already going well. That, to me, is the remarkable part.
That damn Bill Zito.
Seems to be batting 1,000.
You know, Marchie just really reminds me of this Davion Mitchell. I mean, they've just got so many similar qualities.
Stop!
Jake Walman, by the way, from the Oilers, he was the bleep hole who was squirting a water bottle over at Matthew Tkachuk. He's been fined $10,000.
I love the petty stuff in hockey. I love the stuff that's accepted, even though it should be penalized. But like the fighting is accepted, the chirping at the bench, people are so outraged in the NBA if there's a little huddle on the court and the opposing team walks near it. Can you imagine James Harden walking to the opposing bench and telling them, hey, you should play with your head. I wouldn't end up at the line. That just complete outrage. Now imagine James Harden squirting his Gatorade bottle across the scorer's table at the other bench, and the other bench smiling about it and just chirping back and whatever. I love all that stuff.
I get mad. I do love the petty stuff, but I get mad when they just rear back and smack the hell out of our players' legs with their stick.
It's crazy.
What about the boy that hit our guy in his face?
Sam Reinhart.
Somebody pushed him in the back. Reinhart pushed him in the back. And then I think Kane walked and smacked his puck into his face.
It's so funny to me because, like you were saying with Moeller, with just the face mush, you want to square off against – really mush each other's face. But there was a great video on social media. It was Brad Marchand. They were trying to face mush him. He bit the guy's glove and wouldn't let go of it. And he was trying to get his glove back, and Marchand just had his teeth clamped down on it.
Huck, we had a, this is not even on air. When you, years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, you were always like, I'm going to touch your face. And I'm like, bro, don't touch my face. Now you're going to rub a sweaty, snotty glove all over my face? I would go crazy. But they do it, and I don't know how they're supposed to keep composure when somebody does that to them.
Congrats to Sam Reinhart, by the way, for finally entering the Stanley Cup Finals Series. Really appreciate you, Rhino, for showing up one game. Thank you very much.
I got a direct message from your dad, Eduardo. Hmm. Yesterday I had posted my avocado toast here on the Jersey Shore, and he said, there's a game today. Are you even really a fan? And I had responded back, Marlins game with a question mark. And I haven't heard back from him since. And he just sent me a direct message. Stay there. Panthers are doing good.
I'm with Eduardo, Hawk. Yeah. Stay up there until we get this cup.
I got to tell you, it was much more temperate where I was doing the show yesterday than at the Amarin Bank Arena. While I missed the action, I did not miss the climate.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful up there, isn't it?
It is rainy and cold. Have not seen the sun once. And I might as well be in the heart of Newark, New Jersey, because the shore doesn't mean anything if it's constantly raining and you can't make your way to the beach.
Don't play in the sand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way, Mike Cugno texting me that it was Frederic who cross-checked Sam Bennett yesterday, started the fight, actually broke his stick on the back of Sam Bennett's body.
It was some of those things were ridiculous what Edmonton was doing.
They were buckling knees. Like they were slashing so hard at the back of their legs, they were buckling knees.
Huh, hit me in my shins. If you're going to rear back and smack me, let me see you coming. They're sneaking up behind the Panthers and smacking their calves. I was really getting hot yesterday at the damn at those players. I was about to cuss.
It was Bush League. Like they just got so frustrated. They tried to kick the Panthers' ass, but they couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, kind of Bush League, but also it's bully hockey. But you have to back that up. That's the part that I have the disconnect with.
Yeah.
I don't mind hockey when it looks like that, because to me, that's part of the fun of the sport. But you can't be mushing people's faces and buckling their knees and then skate off the ice with a big balloon lip.
No, you can't walk up to a guy in the bar and smash a bottle in the back of his head when he's not looking. Then he turns around and whoops your ass. That's what was going on. They were doing those cheap shots, and the Panthers turned around and beat the hell out of them. Leave them alone. You're not made like that. You're not built like that. Leave them alone.
I'd mentioned this during the Mueller interview, but another fascinating stat was that Leon Draisaitl held to zero shots yesterday.
Yeah, they were talking about that on TV. They were saying, like, this is they were saying Draisaitl and Connor McDavid just are gas. They've got nothing. They're giving you nothing. But yeah, obviously, it's are they gassed or did the Panthers, like you asked Mueller, do something? That ain't going to happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times? I was at the game, so I didn't get to watch it. But how many times did they play that stupid locker room speech from McDavid last year where he's like, it's right effing now. It's right effing now. Which by the way,
you know,
they lost the game. They lost the next game after he gave that speech.
You know what they had last night. You didn't see the telecast. So Paul Maurice on his in his in-game interview on the bench, and she asks him about Sam Bennett, who we know is probably not going to be able to be re-signed next year. I mean, he's great, but he's going to command more money than they can pay.
Yeah.
And so they were asking him, and she said to Paul Maurice during the game something along the lines of, well, you know, he's going to end up getting a lot next year, something like that. And Paul Maurice said, well, he's a cancer in the locker room, and he's also battling dengue fever. And like just immediately in the middle of a game went into the Paul Maurice character and tried to make it seem like Sam Bennett wouldn't be worth signing, you know, if you were a team trying to court him. It was really funny. I cannot get enough of that guy.
He's so funny. Because he knows he wasn't. What's his Knobloch?
Chris Knobloch.
Yeah, he knows he got Knobloch. He's just playing around up there. And while the fight's going on, they always show the coaches. Knobloch's over there looking around, panicking. Maurice looks like he's watching.
It's just hockey.
CSI. He's just staring at the court.
He's not the only Sam Bennett, the only player who's up for free agency. I forgot to mention this prior to Game 3 yesterday. Did any of you read the Ekblad comments about his upcoming free agency this offseason, what he said about playing for the Florida Panthers?
I did not.
Okay, so those of you addicted to cocaine, go ahead, throw out your baggies, because this is all you're ever going to need right here from Aaron Ekblad.
But you hate Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah, but I've turned the corner on Aaron Ekblad. I really did. After I read these comments.
You've hated this entire team.
Did he just say cocaine?
Yeah, he's saying throw out your baggies of cocaine. I don't know what happened here, but I know he hates Aaron Ekblad.
I don't. I don't hate Aaron Ekblad. I just think, you know, took him a while to really find his footing.
I mean,
here.
You went out, you bought a Brooks Koepka t-shirt.
Yeah.
And an orange cone.
Yeah.
You hate Aaron Ekblad. You hate Tua Tagovailoa. Anybody put a Heat jersey on, you love. We know that.
It's until they leave.
This isn't a secret.
And then they were never worth a damn.
Yeah. You hate Gabe Vincent for some reason. I don't get it now. He's a Laker.
Somebody texts in, hey, Hawk, is that the same Paul Maurice you wanted fired? That's the guy, yeah.
Quote from Aaron Ekblad, I live and breathe for the Florida Panthers. I bleed for the Florida Panthers. I've given my body and everything to this team. I want to keep doing it forever for as long as they'll let me keep coming to this rink.
I love it.
I got to go get my cocaine out of the garbage can. It just didn't hit the way that he sold it. I don't know. Yeah. I threw out all my cocaine. He said I wasn't going to need it anymore. I feel like I need it.
Said he
good quote. No doubt. But, I mean, not worth throwing away all my cocaine for.
Goodness gracious. Betty bleeds and loves and feels for the Panthers. They done paid him $65 million.
Is that what his contract is?
His career earnings.
Woo.
We never talked about Stephon Diggs and the alleged substance he had on the boat. Speaking of substances, I don't know.
Man, that wasn't nothing but some powdered sugar.
It's all over the boardwalk here, Jersey Shore. Get a funnel cake, powdered sugar. I seen it.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Got to fail a test, Solana. Videos, I don't know what that was. He never failed a test.
AI.
That was AI. That was a bag of AI.
Yep. Right. Happens.
All right, settled. Tua, by the way, we talked about him saying he feels in his heart a culture change, but he was asked by David Fiorenz about the Jonnu Smith situation, and Fiorenz asked him, are you team pay Jonnu? And Tua said, absolutely no doubt. He is team pay Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, I don't think a player is going to say otherwise.
No. They're going to talk to him about it, though. The Dolphins.
Like, hey, show up.
Hey. No. They're going to talk to Tua about picking a side. I went through that. I don't even know who it was, but they were like, they would tell us in team meetings, they're going to ask you about this player's contract. Just say, that's the business side. We're worried about the team.
Yeah.
They're going to tell him not to pick a side. I guarantee he doesn't.
Isn't that what Mike McDaniel kind of said today? Didn't he say something along the lines of, they asked him, he's like, I don't give a bleep, he cursed, about what I think, which is weird.
Yeah. They tell you, don't pick a side. Just say, that's business. We're worried about the locker room. You know, we're worried about getting better and have a great season coming up. They used to force feed you answers to questions like that.
To be fair, though, Crowder, Tua, in one game this season, preseason, by the way, will make more than you made in your entire Dolphins career.
That didn't make me feel good about myself, I'll be honest. I just heard that. That's the first time I've heard that.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
Tua is more important than me for an entire season in one game? Hulk, you're
how much does he make? How much does he make in one game?
I was joking. I was kind of joking there, but I would bet it's close. He makes $50 million, or $53, right? $53.4 million, something like that, per
a
season.
Year.
Let me see.
Ooh.
So what is that? Divided by 17?
You know what?
53.1 divided by 17.
I'll do 54.
Okay.
54 million divided by 17.
It's 3.1.
3.1 million a game.
Mm-hmm.
Per game.
Per game. But he does not make more in one game than Crowder made in his career.
Takes him
he
two
makes
games.
More, he makes more in two games than I've ever made in a year.
Right.
He makes more in two games than the best year of my life financially.
That's right.
Why aren't you saying it with
more
compassion?
He pays more in taxes. He pays more in taxes than your dad probably made in his entire career.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't saying this with any sympathy or empathy. Y'all are saying this with excitement.
Well, you should have been better.
I hate you.
Shouldn't have been involved with the AI. I don't know what to tell you.
I hate y'all. He makes $3 million a game?
That's not enough, in my opinion. And you all will come around by game 10 or 11.
The two are fan. At least shaking with them little curl fingers.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
You a fan, Hawk.
The craziest part, Crowder, is he doesn't even play all 17. I mean, that's, Tua's got it figured out.
Hawk's a fan.
Marlins play game two against the Pirates tonight in Pittsburgh, by the way. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, hot, humid. It'll be hot and humid later tonight as well. That's your weather.
Yuri Perez has a 12 ERA. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, we love you, Moeller. And if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug.
Mm-mm. Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was at the arena last night. Had a viral interview on Local 10 and on social media today. He found a kid. Loved the fights. They're punching each other. Who doesn't love to see people punch each other?
You know, I love
Ferrero is with us. I know you do. Clay, in terms of fun, because I know you root for the Panthers. We all root for the Panthers. In terms of fun, where does last night rank on the list of sporting events that you have witnessed?
Oh, the best. Number one for me is always going to be the Saints winning the Super Bowl, just because I grew up a Saints fan, and so that was a blast. But as far as from a pure coverage perspective, the teams that you start to cover, and then you start to like that they're winning and like them and all that stuff. Panthers are what happened last night was just incredible, because you didn't have the angst. It was just such fun and joy the entire time, and thankfully no serious injuries. So we kind of make light of the fighting and all that stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Do we have to isolate that game? Because first game, 4-3 overtime, second game, 5-4 double overtime, and then just a flat out ass kicking. Can we had to take that game out of our minds going into game four?
I think so, with a caveat. Two, in fact. Number one, is this the start of the Skinner meltdown? And he was so good in games one and two. And I didn't think he was appreciably bad last night. It just felt like the team kind of broke down a bit in front of him, and then he couldn't save stuff. But we do know there's a history there of when things start to go south with Skinner and Nett, that it's hard for the Oilers to get it back. Sounds today like Knobloch's going to keep him there, but we'll find out in game four. The other one was, did they break the Oilers mentally last night? And my guess is that they're going to bounce back from that, and they're not going to lose their composure again like they did in that third period, because they're just too good and they've been in these situations before. But that was something. That was a meltdown in the third period that was like, you don't even see that in a February regular season game. That was and I think there's a lot of stuff the cameras didn't catch, by the way, as far as some of the slashing behind the play. I remember a couple of times looking up and being like, what was that? So clearly Edmonton was frustrated. Clearly they were taking it out on the Panthers physically and in ways that are crossing a line that, yes, I know the Panthers are physical. That's their identity. But the stuff the Oilers were doing last night, that was crossing a line. And so I feel like if they can't get back to who they are, then maybe it's not an isolated situation. But my gut says they will.
We were talking about Brad Marchand earlier in the show, Clay, and how remarkable it's been. Not only that, he joins this team. He really only plays a small number of regular season games. And now throughout the playoffs has become one of the best players on the ice, obviously, because he's one of the best players in the NHL. But I'm just kind of thrown back about how he's almost like the locker room leader now. What does it say about him specifically that he can come to a championship team and not only be great because he's a great player, but like become the vocal leader of a championship team?
So I think it's interesting. I think it says as much about the team as it does him. And I was listening to somebody talk about this last night, that when Brad Marchand was named a captain in Boston, there was almost this feeling like he kind of had to dial it back just a little bit. I mean, he's never going to be not a Rab. That's who he is. But that sometimes, you know, he had to kind of walk that line a little bit from just being ridiculous. Whereas he comes to the Panthers and he's surrounded by a bunch of guys that are like him. And he also doesn't feel like he has to be the grown-up in the room if he doesn't want to be. And so if you have a captain, you're not shooting plastic rats at him 150 miles an hour. Brad Marchand isn't the captain with the Panthers. He can be the guy that's just dancing around and they're shooting rats at him, and he loves it. I just feel like he's allowed to kind of go back to being himself even more than he was in Boston, and I think the team is allowing that to happen, and it's just the culture that the Panthers have built, and it's really cool to see.
Clay, you interviewed a young girl at the arena last night, and it's gone a little viral. It was on Local 10, and she says, "I really liked when they punched each other in the face a lot."
Yep. So backstory there. This is sometimes God smiles on you. So before the game, we were looking for a different fan feature because I was in charge of like kind of the hoopla, the fan stuff, and it didn't work out. And so I looked over and I see, this cute little 9-year-old girl that's like really feisty, like waving her towel and like super into him. I'm like, fine, I'll go talk to her. And I said, so what's your favorite part of Panthers game? She goes, "I really like it when they fight." And so her dad starts laughing and I start laughing and all that. But then I think it was at the end of the first period, there was just a little skirmish. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I can work that into the piece. I can work her. Then the third period happens. And I'm like, man, this is great. This was perfect. I get to use this girl and all this stuff. 2 minutes before our live hit, guess who walks out next to us? The little girl and her dad in the concourse. So I'm like, oh, man, can you wait? Can you just hold on just a little bit and we'll do it live instead of – and she was fantastic. So, it was really cute. And, it's one of those things where kind of serendipity hits you. But, part of what I love about this job is – you don't know what the story is going to be. And it was pretty clear that by the third period, the story was going to be more than just about the final score of the game. And it was kind of cool that we were able to center.
She was right on, though. That was fun, watching them all punch each other in the face.
And that was organic. She was just, I didn't even see it till somebody posted it today. Like when I introduced her, she put her hands under her chin and like smiled at the guy. Like she was a ham, but she was legit. Like she wanted the fighting and she got it.
And we're both girl dads. And Ava loved it. Ava Chan sat down. I don't know if your daughters watched it, but there's no problem with that, man. Introduce them to life, right?
Introduce them to life. And also like, it's okay. It's part of the sport. It's been around. Now we're not telling you to go to the schoolyard and you know when you're don't cold cock somebody and all that. But you know I kind of feel like some of this stuff is starting to become a little taboo. That maybe it's a little bit too far. And so I think the fact that last night, and look, it's good that nobody got seriously hurt. So we are kind of able to make light of it a bit. But that's the sport. That's the way it's been forever. And to my knowledge, you've never had anything cross a terrible line where somebody, you know, in the middle of an actual fight. I'm not talking about when somebody gets blindsided, stuff that when two guys are engaged with each other or in last night's case, 12 or 10, it's part of the sport. And yeah, I think everybody loves it. Whether they want to admit it or not, I think everybody loves it.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I had more fun. But like you said, there was no angst last night. That kind of stuff can, it can drive you crazy if you've got an angst-filled game. That was just fun from the jump. And so all that part, all the rest of it made it great. I was looking, who was it that got in the fight in the Puerto Rican Basketball League yesterday? Was it Andre Drummond? Who was it that, anybody see that?
Was that DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, it was DeMarcus Cousins. You're right. You're talking about fights that get out of control and out of hand. Did you see that, Solana?
No, I didn't. I missed that last night.
Oh, my God.
DeMarcus Cousins ain't all the way there. I don't know if y'all
know. He got into it with a fan underneath the basket, and then when he got kicked out, they started throwing beers at him, and he tried to jump up into the – it was nuts last night. But that to me, like the hockey stuff, it was just fun last night.
I agree with Clay. I don't need that, Clay, but a little 5-on-5 I can deal with.
And also –
that 5-on-5 fight was great.
It was great, and it's also – it's I don't want to say regulated, but, you know, when –
It's part of the game.
Part of hockey that you let the players decide stuff, and you know, hey, if you're going to let some of the stuff go that these refs were letting go, they're gonna decide it.
All right, Clay Ferraro from Local 10. I almost said Clay Ferraro.
Wow,
yeah, that was an old.
How
you pronounce
anyway?
I think we used to do that years ago, right? Didn't we have a whole segment about whether you're Ferraro or Ferraro?
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be Ferraro, but my father is Italian, and that's how he pronounces it. And you don't go against your Italian dad.
I'll call him Ferrari because he's a high performance machine.
Oh, nice little punctuation on the segment there. That was nice. All right, Clay Ferrari,
my dad
from Local 10. We always appreciate your time. We'll see you, Clay.
Take care, fellas.
There you go, Clay Ferrari.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
America, take down Canada. Freedom.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.